This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Pentagon says it acted on U.S. President Donald Trump's command when it launched an airstrike on Baghdad Airport and killed Iran's most prominent military figure, the head of the elite Quds Force, General Qasem Soleimani. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has a report.
Qasem Soleimani was the head of the elite covert Quds Force and a key figure within Iran. His death represents a new escalation in U.S. conflict with Tehran. The Pentagon says U.S. President Donald Trump authorized the strike and that it was, quote, aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans. Reports from Baghdad Friday say rockets hit two militia vehicles at the city's international airport. It's said to have killed a number of people, including the commander of an Iraqi militia. Soleimani was instrumental in the spread of Iranian influence in the Middle East and the fighting in Syria and Iraq. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia had struggled to keep him in check.
That was Olivia Chan from Reuters. The consuming question now is, what next? How will Iran respond? Here's AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is calling the killing of a Revolutionary Guard commander by the U.S. a heinous crime. In a tweet, Rouhani said the great nation of Iran will take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds Force near Baghdad's airport. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has declared 3 days of public mourning for the general's death. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Netanyahu is cutting short a visit to Greece and returning home to follow ongoing developments. I'm Mike Gracia.
Last year, President Trump declared Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. It marked the first time the United States had designated another country's military as terrorists. More news at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A state of emergency is in effect in New South Wales, and Victoria State has declared a state of disaster in Australia's fight against an epidemic of deadly bushfires. As Phil Mercer reports for VOA, evacuation orders have become more urgent.
The authorities are urging tourists and residents to leave while they can. More dangerous bushfire conditions are forecast for southeastern Australia in the days ahead. Authorities are extending the evacuation zone in New South Wales, the nation's most populous state, to include more areas of bushland and national park. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Japanese prosecutors are intensifying their investigation into how indicted former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn managed to leave the country. Ghosn was free on bail awaiting a financial misconduct trial when he arrived in his native Lebanon this week. Authorities in Beirut said Ghosn entered the country legally with a French passport. We get more from VOA correspondent Arash Arabasadi.
Ghosn on New Year's Eve explained why he skipped bail.
This is about a plot. This is about conspiracies. This is about backstabbing. That's what we're talking about.
Ghosn said he wasn't fleeing justice, but simply avoiding injustice and political persecution. So he fled by way of Ataturk Airport in Istanbul. Authorities there detained seven people thought to have helped Ghosn fly to Beirut aboard a private jet. Thursday, Lebanese authorities confirmed they received what Interpol calls a red notice, a request to local law enforcement to arrest a wanted fugitive. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
The White House says President Trump has warned Turkey that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. Turkish President Tayyip Recep Erdogan says he is ready to send troops to Libya. Reuters correspondent Emma McCarthy has a report.
President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized government of national accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan. The bill, which was opposed by all major opposition parties in the parliament, passed by 315 to 184 votes.
That was Emmer McCarthy of Reuters. Once again, our top story this hour. The Pentagon says it acted on U.S. President Donald Trump's command when it carried out an airstrike on Baghdad airport and killed Iran's most prominent military figure, the head of the elite Quds Force, General Qasem Soleimani. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.